This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Pastor Paul, thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. You know, one of the things I love the most that I do is I'm a Bible translator. And there's a long, long story behind that. But that's one of the greatest things Lord's ever had me do in my life was go in and learn the original language. And I've translated the New Testament, actually both, the New and Old, the Greek Old Testament, known as the Septuagint. And I learned so much. And there's some fascinating readings, especially in this text where we're at today. For those of you happen to be tuning in right now, perhaps for the first time, this program, WGOD Radio, I've named it from my 17 or 20 years in radio here. I love the idea and the fact that God is always broadcasting. Sometimes, you know, we're dying to hear a word from Him, but we don't open up our Bibles. That's where we got to go to hear from God. He's always broadcasting when you tune into His frequency. That's where this name came about. From WGOD. I'd love to own those call letters if they were available. God's speaking today. We are tuning in. We're in Revelation chapter 2. Let me, I want to invite everyone out to church this weekend as well. Tomorrow we'll be here with a special program going through Matthew chapters 24 and beginning of chapter 25. This week, we're in Revelation chapter 3. We're picking it up as what's known as the dead church, the church at Sardis. And we got three churches left here in our seven letters, the dead church, then we got the faithful church at Philadelphia, and then the lukewarm church of Laodicea. Many people think that these seven, because there were many more than seven, they're representative of the entire church age. Very well could be. Revelation chapter 2, speaking of Bibles. Now to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, his feet like fine chalcolimbano, that is polished metals, a bunch of alloys that when polished have a brilliant, incredible shine. He goes on, I know your works, your love, service, faith, and your patience, and your works. He says, works again. And the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I've got this against you, that you allow that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants. Now, my Bible translation from the majority text, meaning it's a Bible that's compiled from the majority of all the known manuscripts known in the world. My Bible reads, You allow your wife, Jezebel. Interesting read. Because the word for woman and wife is the same Greek word. It depends on the context. But in most Greek manuscripts, the preposition you is in there. You allow that woman of yours, meaning wife. Most Greek manuscripts read, you allow your wife, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. So, how do you know if you're in a corrupt church today? Because guess what? People don't do this anymore today. You know, I said to my church, I think you'll hear it today. You know, the pastor's not going to offer you any voodoo chicken. We don't eat things sacrificed to idols. And you are too smart to do something like that, to eat things sacrificed to idols. The Apostle Paul, on the other hand, says, what's an idol? Anyway, it's nothing. An idol is nothing. As long as what you eat has been prayed over and it's sanctified through the word of God and through prayer. So that's the first thing. But this is us and this was them. This was much harder for them than it is for you and I here today. And also, she teaches them to commit sexual immorality. I don't think we'd fall for that either. A prophet that told you it was all right to have sex outside of marriage. I don't think we would fall. So what are the modern applications? How can you tell today if you're in a corrupt church? That is what we're looking at here today. So this is the last part of this message now, the corrupt church.
Again, from the book of James, show me your faith apart from your works. I'll show you my faith by means of my works. I'll show you who I am in Christ by what I do. When the Lord reviews your case file and peers into your soul with his eyes a flame of fire, will you receive praise or correction? Now, for everyone else, verse 24. But unto you, I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine and have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden. Isn't that funny? The one correction of this church was putting up with a false prophet, and he calls it the depths of Satan. They were only corrected for one thing. Having a false prophet there, Jesus calls it the depths of Satan. I will put on you, as many as have not known this doctrine and have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but that which you have already, hold fast until I come. There's no other burden than get this false teacher out of your church now. And keep doing all those good things that you're doing until I come. That's his message to this church. Verse 26, the promise. He that overcomes and keeps my works, there's works again. Notice the importance of it. They're commended every which way for what they're doing. He that overcomes and keeps my works, again, that word keeps means to guard like a sentinel. He that overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Verse 27, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall, and as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. Verse 28, and I will give him the morning star. Another promise. The morning star, church, is Jesus Christ himself. Revelation 22:16. If you doubt me, he says it himself. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things to the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. This is your destiny as sons and daughters of God, as Jesus Christ himself. As he's going to say in chapter 3, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Hallelujah. What a great promise that is. Can you imagine that? 11:29, Sunday morning, May, whatever day it is. Take this promise with you today. To him who overcomes, I will grant them to sit on my throne. Maybe you'll be lucky and your life will never be tested. Maybe you'll be unlucky and they'll bust your door down. He who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. Talk about sitting on your daddy's knee. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So, How do you know if you're in a corrupt church? Let's modernize this again this week before we go home here this morning. How do you know if you're in a corrupt church? I can't lead you to eat things sacrificed to idols because you're too smart to fall for that. I can't say to you, let's all partake of some voodoo chicken. You won't eat voodoo chicken. You just won't do it. I can't tell you it's okay to have sexual relations with anyone you want. You're smarter than that. Though some groups might fall for that if you had enough trust in me. Some group might fall for that if that tickles them. So, how can you tell if you're in a corrupt church today? There's only one wrong thing with the corrupt church: being deceived by someone that calls himself a prophet. And any so-called prophet that is not pleading with you to stop sinning and that judgment is coming is not a prophet of God. And if you sit under that, then you're in a corrupt church. I'm afraid of a real prophet coming in here. I'm afraid for you. I'm afraid for me, nonetheless you. You don't want a real prophet coming in here. They would do to him what they do to all real prophets. Right? We'll stone him. Put him out of his misery. We will silence him. Because that's what they did with real prophets. They silenced him. They didn't have revivals. And they don't ask you for money. And that's how you know. This church went down in history as the corrupt church. And there was only one thing he held out of a list of things they were doing right. There was one thing they were doing wrong: listening to someone who called himself a prophet and enticing them to sin. When a prophet will entice you to stop sinning and turn back to God. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're the one that guides my heart.